弟兄姊妹们平安。刚刚听培明弟兄在那里报告的时候，我心里面非常高兴。
I was very glad to hear Brother James' announcement.
因为他讲的话正好也是我一开头本来想讲的。
Because what he said was what I wanted to say at the beginning.
我觉得我们圣经上也教导我们需要为了在上执政掌权的祷告。
And the Bible also teaches us to pray for the government rulers.
啊，明天应该是美国建国235年了哈。
Tomorrow is the 235th anniversary of America.
我们 看见这个国家一直在这里远离神。
As we are watching this country is gradually departing from God.
所以我们也看见许多的祝福从这个国家逐渐失去。
We also see this country is losing out its blessings.
不光他们的财务上到达了空前前所未有的赤字跟危机。
Not only that, its economy and deficit is reaching phenomenal number.
在属灵上，在道德上，也是一直在这里走下坡路。
We also see moral and spiritual decline.
当一个领袖失去了道德，失去了在神面前该有的这个地位的时候，其实他已经失去了他领袖的地位。
Actually, when a leader he is losing the moral standard, he's actually losing the leadership.
中国话说上梁不正下梁歪。
Chinese saying that if the leaders are not right, the followers would not be right.
连美国这样子的国家是用敬畏神的先祖们用圣经的原则立的国家都这样子的远离神。
Even this country, which was founded by the fear of God and godliness, is now departing from God.
我们需要为这个国家祷告。
We need to pray for this nation.
我们一面在这里享受过去200多年来神在这个地方带下来的祝福。
Yes, we're enjoying now the blessing and the fruit for the past 200 years.
但是另外一方面，我们也是要警觉到祝福一直在从这个国家中流失。
But yeah, we also need to be watchful that the blessings are leaking from this nation.
所以各样犯罪的事情，各样道德的败坏，各样政治上的黑暗，一直在那里越来越恶化。
So all the crimes, the moral declines, and the political corruptions are everywhere.
我们要为了美国祷告。
We need to pray for America.
你会说我是中国人，为什么要为美国祷告？
You may say, I'm a Chinese, why do I have to pray for America?
当然，我们永远永远先要为着我们自己的骨肉之亲在台湾，在中国海峡两岸的领导人祷告。
Yes, we need to remember our fellow Chinese and pray for the leaders of Chinese people. Taiwan or China.
但是你看圣经上，不管约瑟，不管尼西米，不管但以理，在他们被掳去的国家，在异邦里面，他们都成为那个国家的祝福。
But yet, if you look at biblical characters like Joseph, Nehemiah, or Daniel, they're praying for the leaders of the country that they reside in.
越来越多基督教的领袖们知道，现在属灵的复兴其实都是在亚洲的国家里面。
More and more Christian leaders are aware that spiritual revival is actually happening in Asia.
韩国复兴，中国复兴。但是你却看见欧美属灵上一直在走下坡。
We see spiritual revivals in Korea, in China, but not in America or Europe.
所以我们有责任起来，好好的爱我们周围的人，让我们把福音传到周围的地方。
So we should take on the responsibility to love people around us and to share the gospel.
因为我们时代从欧洲、从美国这些爱主的弟兄姊妹们身上得到了太多太多的恩典。
Because we have benefited so much from Christians who love the Lord from America or Europe.
那我希望美国很多传统的价值、属灵的价值，不要因为我们海外的移民来破坏了，反而应该是更好。
I hope that many very good American traditions and values will not be destroyed by the foreign immigrants.
你看，我30年前来在加州开车的时候很舒服，我现在开车很紧张，因为马路上一大堆亚洲人犯规。
Because 30 years ago, when I first came to America, it was very easy to drive on the streets, but not so, because now streets are full of immigrants from Asia.
我1983年买了我在美国第一辆新车。
1983, I bought my first new old car, used car.
那天我在红木城聚会，居然会出来的时候，发现我车上留了一个字条。
That day I drove to the meeting, and afterwards I saw a piece of paper stuck on my windshield.
一个美国人，他的车子不小心撞到我停到路边的车，他留下字条请我跟他联络。他说我会 take care， 我会负责所有的赔偿。
Somebody scratched my car with his car, so he left a a piece of paper and says he will pay for all the expenses.
我另外一位老爷车停到我家门口，然后我家的邻居来敲门说有人倒车撞到你了，我把他的名字都要下来，我现在交给你。And also
another time, my neighbor came to my house and says, "Oh, someone when he back out the car actually scratched your car, bumped into the car, so I got his contact information."
从前你在美国买任何东西，你到店里面去退去换，隔多久他就让你换。It
used to be like that. Anytime you can return the merchandise, no matter how long you have purchased it.
现在很多的人已经不信任了，想说我们是不是穿过了，是不是用过了。But
nowadays, people don't trust the return merchandise, thinking maybe it's been used.
因为太多人利用美国的这种传统的价值、传统的信任、传统的道德，在这里取利。Because
too many people abuse American traditional trust for profit.
他要 party 没有衣服，没有钱买衣服，舍不得买，穿完以后再还回去。So
some may not have the budget for a party dress, so they will purchase one and then go to the party and afterwards return the dress.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望大家一起来让这个国家回到神的面前。Hope
that together we should work together to bring this nation back to God.
当这个世界大家都在向前看，向前哈。 都在这里追求自己的时候，我们希望我们能够转向来追求神。While
everyone in this world is pursuing money, I hope that we can turn around and pursue God.
不然我们会看见这个世界或是家庭或是个人只会越来越走下坡。Otherwise,
we're going to see the deterioration of individuals, families, and the society.
上个礼拜我不在，我到温哥华去聚会，我们有很好的聚会啊。
Last week I was not here. I was at Vancouver leading a conference.
然后回来以后，我听说这里的聚会也非常好。And
afterwards, I heard we had a wonderful gospel meeting.
我赶快花时间把上两堂张路加牧师讲的道都补听了。So
I listened to Pastor Luke John's messages online.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神，能够让我们有很好的聚会。We
have to thank God for good meetings.
就连好的聚会都不是只是为了我们自己的享受。And
even good meetings are not for our own enjoyment only.
今天早上我要继续讲我上一次绕不到讲完的那个那篇信息，叫做《全家的侍奉》。Today
I'm going to continue the message that I did not get to finish, the service of the whole household.
弟兄姊妹，家一直在是神心中一个非常非常重要的一个意念。
Because family is something very, very important in God's heart.
你发现神拯救的时候，常常希望整个家一起救。
Because God often saved a people as a family, use family as a unit.
神赐福的时候，常常是整个家都希望一起蒙福。
When God blesses, He always blesses the whole household.
仇敌也知道这个意念，所以你发现仇敌现在有一个非常可怕的工作，就是破坏家庭。
And the enemy also knows God's heart, so he has a very terrible scheme right now, is to destroy families. So many families being destroyed. Not only the relationship between husband and wife are being destroyed. Even a relationship between parents and children are getting worse. As this generation, we have more and more advanced technology. Do you agree that we have the advancement of technology to a point that we don't need any more improvement?
但是它带给人的破坏却是一直在那里恶化。But
yet it's bringing more and more destruction to us.
我上次讲过，现代的人变得一个很大的特点叫做 isolation， 孤立起来啊。
I often say that nowadays one major characteristic of people is isolation.
Detached, 跟别人分隔疏远。
They are detached from others.
所以他有自己的电脑，有自己的世界，有自己的追求的范围。他self-sufficient，他不要别的。
But nowadays, people can be self-sufficient, having their own computer and their own world.
所以你现在很少看见父母亲跟孩子们能够这样子坐下来，安安静静，没有时间压力的谈心，谈心内的这个彼此的分享。
Nowadays, it's so hard to see parents and children sit together and chat without any time pressure.
甚至有些孩子都不愿意跟父母亲出去度假。
Some children were not even willing to spend vacation time with their parents.
弟兄姊妹啊，夫妻之间、父母跟孩子之间，常常就是这种 detachment 或是 isolation.
So there's detachment and isolation in family relationships.
你发现这个情形只有越来越严重。
And you only see the situation getting worse and worse.
我记得我哥哥以前每次下班回到家很累的时候，他很喜欢看报纸。
I remember my brother used to like like to read newspapers after work.
我的嫂嫂常常跟他看一眼，她说那个报纸是她的小老婆。
And so my sister-in-law often complains that that newspaper is his mistress.
你看回到家，整个注意力先在报纸上。
Because after he comes home from work, all his attention is on the newspaper.
不光优先次序是报纸先。
Not only that, the newspaper has the highest priority.
而且报纸的每一个细节几乎都看，可是他身上换的新衣服，他竟然没注意到。
And then he would pay attention to all the details on the newspaper, but not the new dress on his wife.
那现代人的小老婆是什么？
But nowadays, what's our mistress?
能真怎么笑得那么乐？iPhone，iPhone， 电脑
，Internet，computer Internet。
你看 Internet 里面什么东西都有，什么 YouTube 啦 ，Facebook 啦，啊，各式各样的东西。There's
everything on Internet, YouTube, Facebook.
哦，那这些都还是好的，有些可怕的。
Or even something very terrible.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要求神保守我们。我们知道家一直在被破坏。
So may the Lord keep have mercy on us because families are being destroyed.
但是神的意念是祝福整个家。But
yet God's heart is to bless the whole house.
所以挪亚一家八口，神救他们。That's
why He saved the Noah's whole family.
就连罗德这么不好的家，神都要救他全家。Even
Lot's family is not so good. God intended to save his whole family.
保罗对狱卒说：“当信主耶稣，你和你全家都必得救。”Paul
said to the sailor, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, yet you and your household will be saved."
弟兄姊妹，我们要为自己的家人一定要好好祷告。So
we shall pray for the salvation of our families.
缺一不可。
We would not have even one missing.
要舍不得他们没有得救。
We do not want anyone to perish.
要不甘心他们没有得救。
We would not want anyone to not be.
要非常严肃的看他们没有得救。
Take it very seriously. Their salvation.
你看，大概1914年是不是那个铁达尼号 Titanic 沉船的时候？
So 1914, the ship Titanic sank.
有1500个人得救。 对不起，1500个人淹死了。
1500 people perished, drowned.
因为他们的救生艇不够用。
Because they did not have enough lifesavers.
所以很多的家庭活生生的就要被拆开来。
So many families had to be separated.
可能孩子妇人上了小船。
Maybe children and women can get on the lifeboat.
当丈夫的、当爸爸的留在大船上，准备就是沉船，要被淹死了。
The husbands and fathers will remain on the ship. Ready to die.
所以有很多很悲惨也很感人的故事发生。
So many tragic and touching stories.
他们在那里永别的时候，眼看着分开来就是永别。
When they bid farewell for eternity.
多么希望我们全家人都能一起被得救，对不对？
How they wish that their whole family can be saved together.
弟兄姊妹，那样子的死亡不过是今生暂时的死亡，顶多100年不见就是了。
But that day, death is only death for the physical bodies at the most 100 years.
照着圣经上，如果没有得救的话，是永远的隔绝，那是一个多么可怕的隔绝。
But yet, according to the Bible, if we are not saved, that separation is for eternity, and it is very scary.
没有信主的家人，不是只是死亡几分钟的折磨而已。
For the unsaved families, not only that they will be tortured by death for a few minutes.
圣经上讲，不信的人有第二次的死，是一个永远的火和。 这个不死的虫在那里折磨他们。
But according to the Bible, for those who are not believed, there will be second death. They will be tortured by unquenchable fire and worms.
所以我们一定要为着自己家人迫切祷告。
So we have to pray earnestly for our families.
雷根有一次在白宫接见一个15岁的女孩子。
Once in America, a president met a 15-year-old girl.
因为这个女孩子在他们家大火的时候。
Because during a fire at her house,
别人告诉她说你不可以再进去了，她硬是要进去救她那个有蒙古症的弟弟。But
the people advised her not to get back to the house anymore, but she insists on getting back to the house that is on fire to rescue her brother.
别人拦住她的时候，她就往里面冲。她说我非要去救他不可。 He's my brother. 她说他是我的责任。 He's my duty.
And when people try to stop her, she says, "He is my brother, and he's my duty."
所以她冲进去，她出来遍体鳞伤。
So she went in, and then when she got out, she was burned all over.
她把她弟弟给救出来。
But she rescued her brother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天我们看我们自己没信主的家人用怎样的态度。
I don't know what kind of attitude we have toward our unsaved family.
神的责任是要叫全家得救。
But God's heart is to save the entire household.
出埃及记第一章告诉我们得救的目的。 神把我们救出来，为的是侍奉他。
Exodus chapter 1 tells us this, our, the purpose of our salvation is to serve God.
路加福音第一章七十九节也告诉我们，让我们既然从仇敌的手中被救出来，就可以终身坦然无惧，用圣洁公义来侍奉他。所以侍奉是为了是得救的目的。
So, Luke chapter 1 verse 79 also says that after we are being saved and rescued,We are to serve God with holiness and godliness. So to serve God is the purpose of our salvation.
这是一个非常荣耀的地位和境界。
And that is a very glorious realm and position we will be in.
让我们不光从死亡审判里面被救出来。
Not only that we're rescued from death and judgment.
不光从世界的虚空和痛苦里面被救出来。
Not only from the vanity and pain of the world.
我们被带到至高神面前侍奉他。
But we are being brought to the utmost high God and to serve Him.
而且全家可以一起来侍奉他，多么好的事情！
还有弟兄
姊妹，没事，我们讲全家侍奉，大家千万不要想说，哎呀，又要教我们做事了。
So when we talk about the service of the whole household, don't just think that, oh, now we have some duties to
do. 这是太宝贝的事情。
This is something very, very precious.
所以当法老用诡计不让他们出去的时候
，So when Pharaoh stopped them with his scheme.
你看摩西这么勇敢，这么坚定的绝不妥协。
And Moses was very bold that he would not compromise.
我没有时间读，大家回家看出埃及记第八章跟第十章，在这里看见法老跟他几次的谈判。
I don't have time to go over them, but you can read Exodus chapter 8 and 10. You can see the negotiations between Pharaoh and Moses.
法老说：“你们要侍奉人可以，就在这里，不要走太远。”
Pharaoh says, "It's okay if you want to serve God, just serve here.Don't go far away.
所以仇敌不要我们离开这个世界，仇敌不要我们离开他的管辖范围来侍奉神。
So the enemy does not want us to go away to serve God, not to leave His dominion.
换句话说，在渔网里面的鱼，你随便游没关系，但是我要吃你的时候，一拉就上来了。
In other words, He will let the fish swim, whatever they like within the fish net, but He can eat it anytime.
就像遛狗一样，你要跑来跑去没关系，但是我要拉你的时候，你就拉回来了。
Just like walking a dog on a leash, the dog can walk anywhere, but then he can always be pulled back.
这是仇敌第一个诡计。
And that is the first scheme of the enemy.
让我们不能全心、尽心、自由的来侍奉神。
And we cannot serve God wholeheartedly and with freedom.
到了第十章。
Chapter 10.
法老实在被神管教的受不了，他说：“好好好好，你们可以去侍奉，壮年人去，妇人孩子留下来，不要都去。”
And after much discipline, the Pharaoh finally gave up and said, "Okay, okay, you guys can go, but only the men, but women and children stay."
弟兄姊妹，你说这个家里面只有这个家代表侍奉神，是在3500年前就早就发生的，不是现在才发生的。
So actually, just send a representative to serve God from a household actually occurred. 3500 years ago.
台湾以前有国大代表，中国有民大代表，有民意代表，有这个什么代表，什么代表，连侍奉神都有代表。
So there are all kinds of representatives in political world. The same with serving God.
仇敌的意思就是，既然家里面有一个人爱主，就让他去吧，其他人不要去。
So the enemy's scheme is that okay, if someone in the house loves God, let him or her alone to serve God.
大家说这个现象现在普不普遍？
Do you think this is very common now?
太普遍的。
Yes, very, very common.
不管中国，不管海外，都是这样。家里面一个家代表在侍奉神。
Whether it's in China or overseas, we see it everywhere. Only one representative from a household is serving God.
妇人孩子或是弟兄孩子，中国大陆是正好相反哈，不是妇人孩子留下来，是弟兄孩子留下来。
So mostly are women and children, but in China.The men and the children stay behind.
很多姊妹爱主爱得不得了，先生不信主或不爱主。
And many sisters love the Lord and their husbands either unbelievers or they do not love.
这是仇敌第二个诡计。
And that's the second scheme of the enemy.
第三个诡计，他又被管得受不了，他说：“好，你们都去，都去，都去，但是把你们的牛羊牲畜留下来。”
Okay, finally, Pharaoh was disciplined again, and he compromised even more. He said, "Okay, okay, you can all go, but leave behind your animals and livestock."
我没有时间去讲细节。你看摩西回答的多么勇敢，多么绝对。
To see how Moses was firm and bold when he replied.
我们连一匹都不留给你。
Not even a single hoof will be stayed behind.
我的全家，我所有一切都是属神的。
All my family and all that I have belong to God.
我连他们一根腿都不留给你的。
I will not even leave you a hoof.
弟兄姊妹，这叫全然为神，全然归主，这叫全家的侍奉。
This is a total consecration and to God and serve God.
啊，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要看见当整个家出来的时候。
And now we get to see when the entire family come out to serve God.
不光一个一个家得救。
Not only that, the entire family will be saved.
要一个一个家蒙神祝福。
But the entire family will be blessed.
而神正高的意念是一个家一个家都起来侍奉神，让我们的公众价值达到最高。
God's heart is that every family will serve God so that we maximize our purpose in God.
我实在没有时间去读撒迦利亚书了，因为今天又是翻译哈，所以我时间大概只有一半，所以我今天就不读圣经了。
And then I don't have time to go over Zechariah, the book of Zechariah.
请大家回家读路加福音第一章，这个故事非常好看的。
Okay.
现在不要看，好吧？专心听。
Not the book of Zechariah, but go to the Gospel according to Luke and study the story of Zechariah.
这个故事我们都很熟。撒迦利亚跟以利沙伯到了年老都没有孩子。
We are very familiar with the story that both Zechariah and Elizabeth were getting old without children.
然后就在撒迦利亚按着班次进圣殿侍奉的时候，天使突然向他显现，告诉他说他们会生一个孩子。
And then when Zechariah went to the temple to serve as a priest in order of his division, an angel appeared to him and said,
而且预言这个
will have a son.
这个孩子将来要被神重用。
And this son will be greatly used by God.
能够让神的让百姓的心都能够归向神。
So that people's heart will be turned to God.
那撒迦利亚当时不太相信，所以天使让他嘴巴突然变成哑巴了。
Because Zechariah could not believe it, and he became mute.
所以他出来以后呢，后来这个以利沙伯果然生了孩子。
And afterwards, Elizabeth did give birth to a son.
他们多老我不知道啊。
I don't know how old they were.
但是至少是很老才生的孩子。
At least they had a son when they were very old.
不晓得有没有撒拉90岁，我是不知道。但是呢，至少人都认为不可能生的时候给了他一个孩子。
I don't know if they were as old as Sarah and Abraham, but at least an age that people thought was impossible to have.
然后等到这个孩子生下来的时候，别人正在想说要取名字，跟他父亲一样，要叫撒迦利亚。
And after this child was born.Their relatives wanted to name him Zechariah, just like his father.
然后就问这个孩子的母亲，因为爸爸不能讲话，就问母亲说应该叫什么。
So they went to ask the mother because the father was mute. What name should we give to the boy?
妈妈说应该叫约翰。
And the mom says John.
他们就说你们家里面没有人叫约翰的，为什么要改名字叫约翰，不叫撒迦利亚？
And then they said, there's no one in your family named John. Why don't you call him Zechariah?
这个母亲因为从她父亲那里知道孩子要叫约翰，所以就取名叫约翰。她完全顺服她丈夫告诉她的。
The mother knew from her husband that the son should be named John, so she obeyed.
所以这些朋友们就不以为然，就去跑去问这个老爸，应该叫什么，叫他写。
But the relatives did not agree, so they went to ask the father, and then the father had to write it down.
然后就叫约翰。
And then he says.
然后从那一天开始，撒迦利亚又可以讲话了。
Since then, Zechariah was able to speak again.
然后当他可以讲话的时候，他就发出了一篇非常重要的预言跟颂赞诗，讲到弥赛亚，讲到救主。
And after he was able to speak, he immediately uttered praise and prophecy regarding Messiah.
然后圣经上结束的时候，就告诉我们这个孩子在旷野里面长大。他的心灵强壮。
And the Bible tells us that this child grew in the wilderness and he was strong in spirit.
我今天这样大概的为的是有些新来的初信主的，我把这个故事简单讲一下。
So this is a brief summary of the story.
那我们从这个家里面，我们看见两件很重要的事。
From this family, we get to see two important things.
你就发现圣经上在描述他们三个人的时候。
When the Bible describes all three of them.
他们每一个人第一个特点。
So the first characteristic of everyone
都讲到他们被圣灵充满
is that they are being filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件不得了的事情。
And this is something very great.
当我们得救的时候，我们的确从圣灵重生。
Yes, when we were saved, we were being born again by the Holy Spirit.
但是被圣灵充满，说到我们这个人一定跟神之间的关系是非常健康、非常亲近的。
But in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we have to have a very healthy and intimate relationship with God.
讲他是特别蒙神喜悦、蒙神赐福的，所以常被圣灵充满。
That we have the favor and blessing of God, so we can be filled by the Holy Spirit.
讲到父亲，父亲被圣灵充满；讲到母亲，母亲被圣灵充满；讲到孩子，孩子在母腹里面就被圣灵充满。
So in this family, the father is filled with the Holy Spirit, the mother filled with the Holy Spirit, and the child filled with the Holy Spirit when he was in the mother's womb.
所以第一个讲到他们个个都爱主，而且个个被圣灵充满。
So in this family, everyone loves the Lord and everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二件事情讲到他们都在自己的角色上活出自己该扮演的这个角色。
And then the second thing is that they did so such a good job of the role they played.
所以我们上个礼拜已经用哥罗西书做背诵的经文，我们现在来翻一下以弗所书，好不好？
The last time we looked at the book of Colossians, let's turn to the book of Ephesians this time.
我们从第五章的末了读到第六章的前面。
Let's start from the end of chapter 5 to the beginning of
当然孩子都要看哈，我们用自己的语言读没有关系。
Let's all read together in our own language.
第五章的讲夫妻的，我们现在不看好了，我们看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6.
第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 through 4.
一起来,
Let's read together.
我再说哈，替自己读哈，不要替别人读。
Once again, read for ourselves, not for our family members.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，理所当然的要孝敬父母，使你们在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照主的教训和警戒养育他们。 好，那这里特别讲到孩子们要听从父母，这是理所当然的。And
the Bible is teaching us to obey our parents.
好，上次哥罗西书也说到，这是主所喜悦的。And
this is fitting in the Lord.
好，所以不光是理所当然的。So
not only that it is right.
也是主所喜悦的。It
is pleasing to God.
而且这是神特别赐下祝福的应许。And
then God also, this commandment is. Comes with a promise.
使你得福在世长寿.
That it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth.
做父亲的呢，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们.
And you fathers do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in training and admonition of the Lord.
好，我们现在就把上一次的哥罗西书3章18节到21节，我们再读一次.
Let's read again Colossians chapter 3, verses 18 to 21.
我们好不好就照上面说的，做妻子的你们就开口念好不好？那做丈夫的就念丈夫的那一部分，然后儿女的就念20节，然后做父亲的呢就再念21节。好，我们一起来，看看谁的声音大。
The wives will read 18 and husbands verse 19, children will read verse 20 and fathers read verse 21.
所有当妻子的念18节。 Amen. 19节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。 Amen. 20节，敬重父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。 Amen. 21节，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。好，弟兄姊妹，这是神告诉我们。 家庭里面各个人该有的角色跟该活出来的最重要的事情。So
these are the roles and responsibilities in the family.
妻子的特点就是要顺服。So
the characteristic of a wife is to submit.
丈夫对妻子就是要爱，就是爱。Love
the wife.
孩子们要学习顺服，要听从。And
the children should learn to obey and listen.
那做父亲的不仅仅在消极上不要去惹儿女的气，积极上要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。So
for fathers, not only that you would not provoke your children, but bring them up in training and admonition of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见撒迦利亚跟以利沙伯他们这一生最伟大的成就。So
you see the greatest accomplishment for Zechariah and Elizabeth.
就是他们为神家照着神的旨意培养出一个非常好的孩子。
Is that according to God's will, they raised up a very good child.
这个孩子几乎是所有的人类里面最蒙神喜悦的之一。And
he is one of the people who were most pleasing to God.
因为主耶稣讲到约翰的时候，他说凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过他的。Because
when Jesus commented on John the Baptist, he says, Of those who were born in the women, no one is greater than John.
这个人这一生不仅仅荣耀的主，而且他带领这么多人归向主。Not
only that he glorified God with his life, but he brought so many people back to God.
这个人自己成为一条路，让耶稣可以借着他走进一切有需要的人。That
he became a path for Jesus to walk through to those who are needy.
弟兄姊妹, 我们做父母亲的今天都有自己的计划要怎么带孩子。
Nowadays, we all have our plans to raise our children.
啊，你要知道这个中国人很重教育，犹太人也非常注重家教跟教育的。
Well, we Chinese care about children's education, so do the Jews.
有一个故事讲到一个犹太妈妈带着两个孩子在纽约街上走路的时候。
A story says that a Jewish mother brought her two children walking on the New York Street.
啊，有一个美国人忍不住的跟他说：“哇，你这两个孩子真可爱啊！他们多大了？”
One American commented, "Oh, your two children are so cute. How old are they?"
你猜这个妈妈怎么回答呢
？Guess how the mother replied.
那个律师五岁，医生三岁。
That's the lawyer is 5 years old and the doctor is 3 years old.
她从小就已经知道把她培养成为什么样子的人。
So since they were young, she already know how to raise them.
你知道犹太人他们第一代到美国的移民。
You know, among the Jews, the first generation immigrants to America,
跟什么西班牙、葡萄牙、英国的移民基本上一样，他们第一代的移民都很辛苦，都是做粗活打工的人。
So their first generation immigrants, they all are like blue-collar laborers.
他们至少有三分之二以上的人都是打零工做苦力的。
About two-thirds of them are like laborers, day laborers.
但是没有多久，到第二代，他们就三分之二的人都是做这种高级的工作，经商或是律师、医生的。
But then there's a second generation. About two-thirds of them are already in professionals, like lawyers, doctors, or businessmen.
很多那些西班牙、葡萄牙人还在那边打工。
But yeah, for the Latinos, for the Hispanics, they're still day laborers.
他们说在纽约最早期那批移民来的时候，只有犹太人只有十几个人做医生跟律师。
Originally, the earliest immigrants only about 10-20 Jews were doctors or lawyers.
可大概过了才二十年以后，他们就有一千多个医生跟大夫。
But then after 20 years, there will be more than 1,000 Jewish
doctors or lawyers.
So they grew about 100.
因为犹太人非常注重怎么样教育他们的孩子。
Because they really care about how to bring up their children.
而有人我看过一个录影带告诉我们，为什么犹太人能够亡国2500年能够复国。
And then I've seen a video that says why the nation Israel after destroyed for 2,000 years can come back together again.
你在地上找不到第二个国家或是任何的民族可以亡国这么多年还能够复国的。
Because you cannot find another nation in this whole world that after being destroyed for 2,000 years, they can be restored.
当然，从我们角度来说，我们知道这是神的应许，知道这是神的保守，这是神的选民，神的工作。
We know from our perspective that this is God's promise, this is God's work, because they are God's elect.
但是他们的解释呢，仍然跟这件事情是有间接的关系，因为犹太人非常注重家教。
But then the worldly explanation has a lot to do with their family education.
而他们整个家教的中心就是神的律法。
And then the center of their family education is God's law.
所以这些孩子世世代代、世世代代都在家里面受的非常重要的教育，就是根据旧约的圣经。
So throughout the generations, Jewish kids will grow up in their family being educated about the Old Testament law.
啊，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们在讲到全家的时候
，So today when we talk about our whole household,
啊，我们在这里看见一个家的兴衰，每一个人都有责任。
We see that the prosperity of a household is everyone's responsibility.
撒加利亚跟以利沙伯做的最重要的一件事情，就是为神家预备了一个养出了一个非常好的孩子。
The most important accomplishment of Zechariah and Elizabeth is that they raised up a child, a vessel for God's house.
啊，这个对他们都是很不容易的事情。
For them, it is not an easy task.
老年得子。
Because they got this child when they were very old.
这叫宠爱有加。
But it's very easy for them to spoil the child.
这个张路加在牧师在讲到的时候，不是说这个。有人说，早知道第三代这么好玩，就不要第二代了。
Like Pastor John shared last week, says if I knew, some grandparents says if I knew the third generations are so cute, I would be very happy to skip the second generation.
我在想，撒加利亚跟以利沙伯是最有资格，是没有第二代就有第三代的人了。
And I think Zechariah and Elizabeth are well qualified to say that they skip the second generation and get a third generation.
他一定爱得不得了。
Sure, they love the child very much.
但是神说这个孩子是要归神的，拿细耳人，他们就甘心的归给神。
But God says this child belongs to God. He should be a Nazarite, so they consecrate him.
他们整个的一生就是为了神的旨意，为了神家 培养出一个神手中有用的器皿。
So their life purpose is to raise a child, a vessel for God's house.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们真的求神帮助我们在座的父母亲啊。
May the Lord help parents.
啊，这个不是律师不好，不是医生不好，而是这个孩子到底是不是在神的手中能够被神来用。
I'm not saying that lawyers are not good or doctors are not good, but whether this child can be used by.
不在乎他做的是什么，而在乎他是怎样的孩子。
It does not matter what he does, but what kind of child he is.
我们怎么样子能够为着神来养育我们的下一代
？So how can we raise our children for God?
我们怎么样子能够照着神的旨意来建立我们该有的家庭
？That we can build a family according to God's will.
那这是这个世代很严重的一个挑战和问题。
This is a great challenge and issue of this generation.
因为家不和，家怎么一个人怎么可能活得快乐
？If a family is not harmonious or functional, how can the person be happy?
所以每一个人长出来的时候都心灵不健全。
Therefore, people who come out of such families will have a psychological problem.
因为家里面可能不健全。
Maybe because the family is not healthy.
所以我们希望一定要从自己开始。
So we need to start from ourselves.
就我们自己跟神的关系，父母跟神的关系，如果不健康，我们怎么可能带出能够属灵的孩子？那除非神特别怜悯。
If parents do not have a healthy relationship with God, how can they bring godly children unless God has special mercy for this child?
我记得 Aaron 小的时候去参加这个中文学校，他回来参加朗诵比赛，他就背给我们听。
I remember Aaron when he was little, he went to a speech contest for Chinese school, and afterwards he recited the.
我不晓得你们这些后代的中文学校有没有背这条歌，就是《大自然是一本最好的教科书》，你们有没有背过？
I don't know if you memorize this, that the nature is the best textbook.
那我天天听他背，我都快会背了哈。大自然是一本最好的教科书，然后就是。
Because I listen to him reciting all the time, so I remember that too.
他刚开始问他什么叫大自然，他都不知道，但是会背了。
he recite that the great nature is the best textbook, even though he did not know what the great nature is.
原谅我说，大自然对他们来说不仅是一本最重要的教科书哈。
Not only that, nature is the most important textbook for the kids.
不是，不应该是最重要的教科书。
It should not be the most important textbook for the children.
而是父母亲是一本最重要的教科书。
Parents are the most important textbook for children.
他们天天都在看。
Because they're watching them.
他们天天都在听。
They're listening to them all the time.
我没有要把责任都丢给父母。
I'm not trying to put all the responsibility on parents.
我等一下会讲孩子们。
I'll talk about children later.
但是我们父母亲一定要在求神怜悯我们，我们一定要站在自己该站的位置上，活出自己该扮演的角色。
But parents need to ask God for mercy so that we play our role well.
但是我们都不完全，但是我们是真心的追求长进，孩子们都知道的。
Even though we're not perfect, but we sincerely pursue growth.Our children can tell.
我相信也没有一个孩子会要求他的父母是完美的。
I'm sure no child would demand his parents to be perfect.
但是他们希望看见他们的父母是真心的，是真实的。
But they desire to see their parents being true.
刚才这个威廉戴斯的时候讲到于爷爷、于奶奶来啊。
William was mentioning about Grandpa Yu and Grandma Yu.
我父母亲今年他们结婚70周年。
My parents been married for 70 years this year.
那我真要说，他们是我们从小到大最好的教科书。
I must say that they are our best textbook when growing up.
虽然两年前回台湾，看见父亲身体的急速退化。
Two years ago, when we went back to Taiwan, we see my father's health deteriorate rapidly.
他听不到，他不太沟通，他跟从前大不一样。
He could not hear. He does not like to communicate. He's very different from before.
他常常一个人就安静睡觉，然后打瞌睡，跟从前异彩风发，到处为主做见证，讲道，关心关怀人，完全不一样。
He likes to be alone, and then he sleeps a lot. So different from before.When he used to love to care for people and share gospel.
于是我一看到，就力邀他们一定要回来跟我们住。
So when my wife saw them, she insisted that they will come to live with us.
我非常感谢主把他们带回到我们中间。
We're really thankful that God brought them here.
我非常感谢主在他们最后的晚年能够在这边能够安安静静的预备自己。
that I'm very thankful that they get to spend the last years of their life of quietly preparing.
因为我们这一生里面不是我们好，而是我们看见了榜样就在自己的家中。
It's not that we are good, but we see good examples in our household.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们每一个父母亲、每一个夫妻都能够在神面前不要轻看自己的影响。
I hope that all parents will not take lightly your influence on children.
这个影响不是一代的，是世世代代的。
This influence is not just for one generation, but many generations to come.
它像一个石头丢到水里面，涟漪一圈一圈出去的。
It's like a rock falling into the water, and then it creates ripple effects.
如果我们大石头下去，它造成的影响就是越来越强，它是非常强烈的影响到很远的。
If we throw a big rock, then the ripple effects can be far and large.
你丢一点小沙子在水里面，你看不太出来有什么影响。
If you throw some sand into the water, you do not see any effects.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们每一个人在自己的家中，站在自己的位置上，我们活出自己该有的function来。
I hope that we can all stand on our position in our family and then serve our function.
这叫做全家的侍奉。And
that is the service of the whole household.
把他们为神家养出了一个这么好的孩子。And
they raised such a good child for God's house.
我也相信这个孩子从小顺服。
I'm sure the child must obey their parents.
约翰被斩头的时候，大概才32岁。
When John was beheaded, he was about 32 years old.
可是他在被斩首之前，他所做的功，他侍奉的态度，愿你兴旺，愿我衰微，他各式各样的方面都表现得极其的成熟。
But before he was beheaded, his ministry and everything that he did, and then the things that he said, may you increase and I decrease. It just shows that he was so mature.
圣经上讲到他心灵强劲。
Because the Bible says he was strong in spirit.
对，所以今天的孩子们，他们非常享受着迷于各式各样的娱乐，电脑、电动、电玩、音乐，各式各样的东西，但他们里面不见得有真正的喜乐。
Nowadays, children are addicted to all kinds of entertainment, but they might not be truly happy.
哦，这个心灵出问题，这种各种的忧郁症、躁郁症、什么郁症，就像陆家弟兄讲的，从浅蓝到深蓝到泛蓝，这是这个时代的问题。
And nowadays, people have all kinds of mental problems, all kinds of mental diseases, depression, bipolar disorder, all kinds.
Yeah, 这个蓝 blue 除了蓝色以外，英文另外一个意思就是忧郁、郁闷。
And then people are feeling blue to certain to different degrees.
在台湾讲浅蓝、深蓝跟泛蓝是指国民党。
In Taiwan, if you say you are blue, you actually belong to the Nationalist Party.
啊，陆家弟兄当然不是在讲国民党，是讲这个时代人心灵的问题，浅蓝、深蓝、泛蓝，到处都是蓝。Pastor
Luke Johnson says now there's people feeling blue to different degrees.
啊，你在马路上走路，你不小心看到一个深蓝的人，他弄不好就捅你一刀。So
if you're walking on the street and you bump into someone who is very blue, then he might just stab you.
你走在马路上，很有可能一个深蓝人从天空掉下来，掉到你身上。When
you walk on the street, it's very possible that someone is feeling blue will fall on you. They're jumping off the floor.
这个世代的人心灵里面出问题，出大问题。Because
nowadays, in this generation, people have all kinds of mental problems.
而且大家千万不要以为我们坐在这里都没问题。Please
do not think that we are all okay here.
我上次讲过，我们不光是罪人，我们都是病人，其实我们都有问题。
See, not only that we're sinners, but we're also sick. All of us have problems to certain.
所以我们感谢神，人人需要耶稣。So
praise the Lord, everyone needs Jesus.
所以今天我们在教育孩子，我们在建立家庭，我们一定要有一个清楚的知道，就是我们最需要的就是耶稣。So
when we establish a family and raise up our children, we have to have a very clear a purpose, knowing that everyone needs Jesus.
万有是他造的，家是他设计的。
So the universe was created by him, and the family is ordained by him.
而家是他愿意祝福的。
And he wants to bless family.
所以我们一定要让我们的家中不光有主在其中，而且主要居首位。
So not only that the Lord will be in our house, but he will have the supremacy in our house.
我非常感谢主，我刚刚一回头看见李弟兄带着他小女儿，他们刚下飞机就赶来聚会。
I was very happy to see Brother Lee. With his child.
啊，以前Jesse也是好几次出差，一下飞机就赶来聚会。我觉得这就是一个把主摆在首位的见证。
And such is a good example that God is first in their family.
不然我们永远可以体贴自己的软弱，自己的需要。我要睡觉，我累了，我要这个，我要那个。
Because we can always pamper our physical needs. That I'm tired, I need this and I need that.
弟兄姊妹，不在于我们外面做了什么，而是表明我是怎样的人，我跟神的关系到底是怎样。
It does not really matter what we do outwardly, but it shows what kind of relationship we have with God.
如果主真的在我的生命，在我的家庭中居首位的话，我们的情形一定比现在是一个完全不同的境界。
If God really has the first place in our family.Then our condition would be very different.
所以我们的注意力先不要去在外面去解决问题。
So our focus should not be to resolve outwardly issues.
先不要再去外面去埋怨环境啊，埋怨环境，或者去在外面找原因。
Or to find root cause outwardly, or to complain.
先不要去外面，只是挪掉一个礁石又一个礁石，先要让水涨高起来。
Please do not just remove obstacles one after another, but raise your water level.
让我们跟神的关系恢复正常。
Restore our relationship with God.
让我们的生命、我们的身心灵都能够真正的健康。
So that our spiritual mind and body will be healthy.
你发现你健康的时候，你的家人一定从你身上得祝福了。
You will notice that once you are healthy, your family will be blessed through you.
如果家里面每一个人都健康的话，这个家实在是一个非常享受的家庭。
If everyone in the family is healthy, then this family will be very enjoyable.
然后整个家都是起来为主活、侍奉神的人，在神的眼中是一个何等有价值的家。
And then if everyone in the family serves God, then this family is so valuable in God's eyes.
所以我们在讲到家的时候，第一个在消极上，我们决定求神保守我们，我们不要有不和的事。
So passively, we should pray that our family will, there will not be family feuds or disagreements.
我们先不要都觉得是别人不好，我们先很认真的来祷告神，到底家里面目前这样子的一种僵局，我负了，我该负什么责任？
Please do not just simply blame on others, but if there are any quarrels or disagreement in the family, then ask God to show your responsibility.
我不是不能体谅你心中的痛苦，我们每一个人心中都有一些委屈跟痛苦的，这是绝对的。
I know that we all have our pains and feeling of wrong.
我也决定相信对方一定有他许多的责任，他该负的责任。
And I'm sure your spouse or your family members have their own responsibility.
但是我也决定相信，在我们这边，我们一定还有可以进步的地方，可以靠着主做得更好的地方。
But I'm sure that all of us will have room to improve by God's grace.
所以如果要解决问题，我们先从自己开始。
So if we want to resolve our family issues, let's start with ourselves.
我们的家需要突破，需要有改进，需要有提升，先从我自己开始。
If our family needs breakthrough and improvement, let's start with ourselves first.
好，孩子们也都可以先开始。
And children, you can start with yourselves too.
那我们家只要有一个人能够让神得到一个管道进来的话，这个家就有希望。
If one person in a family can be used by God as a channel, then this family will have hope.
所以我常常说，任何一个家只要有人肯先下宝座，先让十字架掌权在我们身上，这个家就有盼望了。
If there's anyone in a family who's willing to step down from his throne and let the cross reign, then this family will have hope.
因为当时就是十字架在我身上发动的时候，生就在别人身上发动。
Because when death, the cross is at work within us.Then the life will be at work with others.
我不再为自己讲理，不再为自己坚持，不再为自己争取。我学习舍己的时候，你就发现，哎，祝福在别人身上产生了。
If we stop reasoning or defending ourselves, then we can see blessings from other people.
就像他还是老不死，不肯改。我身上带着耶稣的死，他说是耶稣的生也写在我的身上，至少我先活了。
Maybe the other party is still very stubborn and we're not willing to change, but at least with the work of the cross, we will be wise.
所以我去年夏天在香港的时候，我跟他们讲到夫妻相处之道，我说四个字，你们还记得是什么吗？
You remember last summer when I was preaching in Hong Kong, and I shared with them the way to handle relationship between husband and wife.
夫妻箴言 ，David， 考你。记不记得？想不起来。桂香有没有想起来？两个都忘了。回家背起来。夫妻箴言叫做同归于尽。
Let's all die together.
这是最有福的家。
That's the most blessed family.
两个都很舍己。
That both of them are willing to let go.
都把祝福带给对方。
And that they will bring blessing to each other.
这个家太有福了。
this family will be greatly blessed.
所以你们还不够属灵哈。那天我讲完道，好几个人来跟我讲，说：“余弟兄，你可不可以用毛笔字帮我写？我要回家裱起来。”
That day after I preached, another family came to say, "Can you write with a Chinese calligraphy, and then we gonna frame it and hang on the wall?"
还有一个传道人来跟我要，他说我是真的要裱。
And then even a minister came and he really wanted to put it on the wall.
他真要裱我的字的话，他跟我都需要同归于尽才行。
But if he really want to frame my writing, then he would have to go.
因为我的毛笔字，人看着都想死。
Because anyone who sees my calligraphy, Chinese calligraphy, will want to die.
我再过两三个礼拜要去香港了，我交不出来，因为我这今年没有时间练毛笔字。
In 2-3 weeks, I'm gonna go to Hong Kong again, and I haven't written it. I have no time to practice my Chinese.
我们中间谁毛笔字写最好的话，你愿意写同归于尽的话，我愿意裱在我的办公室这里。
Anyone is good at Chinese calligraphy and willing to write it, I'm gonna frame it in my office.
哦，这是夫妻相处之道，这是父母亲跟孩子的关系，这是所有的人际关系，同工配搭的关系，都是同归于尽。我跟你讲，什么时候不再是我，什么时候就是基督。
To die together.It's the secret to all our relationships with our family members and co-workers and everywhere. Whenever we put down our lives, then that is the time Christ will live.
不管你的家庭情目前多么糟糕，夫妻之间冷战多久，孩子跟你之间的关系多么破裂。
No matter how terrible your family situation is or how long the cold war has been,
好像荒凉，好像干地，但是耶稣的生命像根出于干地，没有一个死亡的权势能够拦得住他的。
It may be like a weary land or like a patch land, but then the life of Christ will be like a root, like a shoot, root shoot out.
当我死在我身上发动，不再是我的时候，基督的生命就要显在我身上。
When death is at work within us, and then we say that no longer I, then the life of Christ will be happening in others.
而且生要在对方身上发动。
The life will be at work with others.
在这消极上，我们不需要有任何的纷争哈，一家自相纷争就必败落，这是主耶稣讲。
So passively, let's not have any family feuds. The scripture says, Jesus says, a house divided against a house fall.
个人的家是这样子，教会是神的家，更是这样。
The same principle applies to individual families or the family of God.
哦，我们求神保守我们，我们对神家有负担，但是我们决定不消极，决定不破坏它。
Yeah, may the Lord keep us. Though we may have burdens for God's house, let's not destroy it.
纽约 Brooklyn 的教会，你们听我讲过，我很喜欢去他们教会参加他们祷告会。他们祷告会是3000多个人的祷告会。
I'd like to visit a Brooklyn Tabernacle Church in New York. They have about 3,000 members attending their weekly prayer meetings.
几乎普天下的祷告会都是教会人最参加的聚会。
Just about everywhere in the world, prayer meeting has the fewest member attending.
他们的祷告会是在开门以前，外面就排队，有人等着要进来。
But yet their prayer meetings are different. People were lined up before the prayer meeting starts to get in.
他们的牧师常常对这个每个月新来的 newcomer 聚在一起，一方面表达欢迎他们。
So every week, the pastor would gather the newcomers and to welcome them.
他们欢迎他们加入神的家，这是神的家，所以才是我们的家。
And then he says, "Welcome to God's house. It is God's house, therefore it is our house."
接下来他一定提醒他们。
Then he will remind them.
在我们这个家中，我们不容许有任何人在背后批评论断任何人。
And then in this house, we do not allow any slandering or gossip.
好，如果我听到任何人在批评别人，我一定去找你。
If I hear anyone slander behind people's back, I will come and talk to you.
我一定带着你去找你所批评的人。
And I will bring you to the person that you gossip.
我们当面借着健康正面的沟通，把所有的误会出去。
And we will resolve all misunderstandings and issues through healthy communications.
弟兄姊妹，我们在走遍很多很多的教会，教会出难处，十之八九都跟话语发生关系。
We have visited many churches. A lot of church issues are caused.By words, by gossip.
都跟人的批评论断不合发生关系。
And it all has to do with a slandering or like.
所以我们个人的家要求神把一切隔断的墙、不合的事为我们除去。
So may the Lord remove all dividing walls in our midst.
教会更是这样。
The same with our church.
那积极上面。
And passively.
我从圣经上简单提三个点，我很快就结束了。
I'll mention three points.
第一个，保罗说：“当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。”
First Paul says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household."
救恩可以因着我们而临到全家。
Salvation can come to our household through us.
所以我们一定要在主的面前要有这样像我刚才说的迫切的负担。
So we should have this earnest burden to pray.
传承了，我们不会只要有三个人上了船就够了，另外一个人没上没关系。
If the boat is sinking, we will not be satisfied if only three people got saved and the rest perish.
房子失火了，我们不会想说，哎呀，只要这个护照跟这个保险箱钥匙救出来就好了，少一个人没关系，我们不会的。
If our house is on fire, we will not be satisfied with saving our keys and passports. With the family members stuck in the fire.
大家记不记得2007年南加州有一个很大的野火哈 ，San Diego.
Year 2007, there was a wild brush fire in San Diego.
我记得那时候我们飞下去参加会政的葬礼的时候，在飞机上都还可以看到这个残火。
That year we went to attend Sister Lola's funeral. We could see the fire from airplane.
有50万个人被迫离开他们的家，至少有2000多栋房子被烧尽。
Half million people were forced to leave their homes, and about 2,000
more than 2,000 houses.
2,000 homes were destroyed.
我们就看见一些基督徒的见证，跟别人就是不一样。
And then at that time, we heard Christian testimonies were very different from the rest.
别人在那里痛苦，在那里懊悔，在那里生气。
When people were in regret and anger.
我们听到很多基督徒做的见证，他们感恩，说至少全家人都出来了。
But many Christians will give thanks because at least their whole family were saved.
只要全家人都有了，没有关系，其他东西。
As long as they have each other, that is good enough.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的巴不得我们爱我们的家乡这样子。
I hope that we will love our family like this.
我在台湾长大，台湾是拜偶像很厉害的地方。
I grew up in Taiwan, and in Taiwan there were a lot of idols and idol worshippers.
在台湾传福音有一个最大的难处，就是父母亲非常敏感，说你信了耶稣，将来你给不给我祭祖，拜不拜祖先？
So, when we share the gospel in Taiwan, parents become very sensitive because they're afraid that after children become Christians, they will not worship them.
我们当然知道这是绝对不可能的事情。
We know that it is, we know that we will not worship them.
地上没有一个宗教，没有一个国家的律法。没有一本教科书教导孩子们要孝顺父母，像圣经教导的这么绝对，这么重要的。
But yet, there's no textbook, there's no other teachings, or no other religions teach children to obey and honor their parents like the Bible does.
但是基督徒也背了一个很重的一个冤枉的罪名，就觉得不祭祖是不孝的基督徒。
And yet, we Chinese Christians bear this blame that if we do not worship our parents after they die, we are not honoring our parents.
但我从小生长的地方附近有一个弟兄，就是才十几岁，他信了耶稣。被他父亲弄棍子打打打打到最后从窗户跳出去跑走。
When I was growing up, there was a brother who became Christian in his teens, and his dad just hit him so hard that he had to jump off the window and ran away.
这个孩子是一个非常孝顺、品学兼优啊，是这个优秀的优，不是优劣的优。
And that this child was very good, and he excelled at school as well.
但是就是在信主的事情上，他一再流泪跟他父亲说：“我不能答应你。”
But because of his faith, he would tell his father in tears that I cannot promise you to worship you after you die.
父亲抓起棒子来就打他，打到最后他只好逃出去。
So his father hit him to a point that he had to run away.
他在外地，他流泪写信给他的父母亲。
After he ran away, he wrote a letter to his parents in tears.
过了很长的时间，父亲的气消的时候，孩子回来。
After a long while that his father was not that angry.
孩子用自己的改变，用自己的爱，用自己的见证，一直让他父母心软化下来。
So gradually, with his own testimony, his love and his life, and then he softened the heart of his.
直到有一天，他父母亲得救了。
Until one day, his parents were saved.
他父母亲流着眼泪，谢谢这个孩子。
So his parents thanked this child in tears.
不仅仅为了过去这样子的伤害误会他道歉，而且为了他坚持不妥协而谢谢他。
Not only that they apologize for their mistreatment, but they also thank him for his uncompromising faith.
不管因为你一个人信主，或是因为你一个人爱主，目前在家中受到怎样的逼迫和拒绝，请你不要灰心。
If you are being persecuted or rejected because of your faith.Please do not give up.
全家要因为你而能够被得救的。
Your whole family will be saved through you.
第二件事情，人点灯是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前。
That like they light a lamp and put it not under the basket but on the lampstand to give light all in the house.
第一个讲到全家因为你而得救。
So this whole family will be lit, will be saved through you.
第二个讲到全家因为我们而蒙福。
And the whole family will be blessed because of us.
当我们真得救的时候，好像明光照耀，将生命的道要表明出来。
When we are truly saved, we will be like a light shine forth.
我们就安安静静的，不管别人继续怎样误会、逼迫、嘲笑，我们就是安安静静的长进，安安静静的活出耶稣，活出基督徒该有的见证。
No matter if you are being persecuted or being mocked, just quietly grow and then show forth your Christian testimony.
弟兄姊妹，灯放在灯台上就照亮一家的人。
When the lamp is put on the lampstand,
当我们得救了
to everyone in the house.
当我们得救了，当我们爱主了，当我们被改变了，光一定临到全家的。
When we are saved and we're being changed, our light will shine forth to everyone in the house.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们自己不要轻看自己在家中的影响力。
So please do not take lightly your influence in your family.
祝福一定是从中心到圆周。
Because the blessing will come from the center to the peripherals.
你不可能一个泉源当水涌流出来的时候。
When a fountain flows from a when a stream flows from the fountain.
十公尺以外的地方很湿，可是就在泉源的外面，周围的九公尺都是干的，不可能。
It's impossible that the ground 10 feet away would be wet, but then the ground surrounding the fountain will be fine.
一定是他最旁边的人得到最多的滋润，然后越来越远。
It's always that people around them will get the most nourishment.
今天
the farther away.
今天很稀奇的就是很多人跟别人很相爱，跟别人很同心，在别人面前很属灵，在自己家人面前就完蛋了。
But yet nowadays, it's very strange. Some people are very spiritual when they are with people.Remotely, far away, or strangers, but not with their own family.
当然，就在现实来说，因为我们家人看我们看得最清楚，对不对
？Because in reality, our family see us most clearly.
没有一个人像我们的伴侣一样走到我们内心最深之处看见我们。虽然还有些地方他可能看不到。
Because no one will walk into the depth of our heart like our spouse.
我们的长处、我们的优点，他其实缺点他都看到。
So they can see our strengths and our weaknesses.
当然，的确是不容易。
Yes, it is hard. It's not easy.
但是其实真正的祝福还是应该从我们的家人开始。
But yet, true blessing should go to our family first.
所以我们如果照着教会所说的这三件事情，建立与神的关系，建立与基督身体的关系，然后我们培养圣主的性格，在教养孩子上。
So if we follow the principles that we lay out for our church to build healthy relationship with God, healthy relationship with the body of Christ, and to build Christ-like characters.
我们自己在这三方面，也帮助家人在这三方面都能够有一个正常的关系的话，我相信这个家太好了。
So if we raise our children this way and also help ourselves to grow this way, our family will be very great.
啊，所以我以前跟你们讲过，我有一个同事，我跟他传福音了七八年，他都不肯信主。
I shared with you before, I had a colleague and I shared with him the gospel for 7 or 8 years, he would not believe.
结果在他大概35、60，不到35岁的时候突然发现血癌。
And then when he was about 35 years old, he was diagnosed with leukemia.
他在病床上信了耶稣。
And he believed, accepted Jesus Christ as his savior in his sick bed.
然后最后他打电话来的时候说，医生说他只剩下7天了。
And then when he called me, he says, doctor says he only has 7 days left.
所以我们赶到医院里面去为他在床上洗了点水礼，因为他没办法出院。
So we went to the hospital and baptized him on the hospital bed.
到了第六天我去看他的时候，那几天几乎都去看他。到了第六天我陪他的时候。
So I pretty much went to visit him every single day about the 6th day.
我就在床边看着他。
I look at him by the bed.
原来体格这么快，这么壮，这么有前途的一个人，满头黑发的人，现在变成秃头，变成全是虚弱的。
Used to be so well built with full black hair. Now he's not bald and very weak, small.
他原来跟我距离非常远，因为他不想信耶稣。
Before he kept a distance with me because he did not want to believe in Jesus.
可是那几天我们这么 close， 他什么话都跟我讲。
That day we were so close, he would share with me everything.
他最后临走以前跟我最后讲的话就是。他说：“我一直遗憾的两件事情。”
Before his departure, he shared with me about two things he regretted the most.
他说：“我第一件
，First，
我再也没有机会出去为主做见证。
I'm no longer a chance to go out and then testify for the Lord.
他说第二件事情
，Second，
他说我再也没有机会好好的来爱我的妻子跟我的孩子。他孩子那时候才一两个月大。
I no longer have a chance to love my wife and my child. His child was about one or two months old.
他的妻子比他早信主大概三年。
His wife was a Christian, like 3 years ahead of him.
他常常欺负他的妻子，骂他的妻子，只要聚会他就生气。
He often mocked and abused his wife because of her faith.
而在他走之前，他最大的遗憾就是他再也没有机会好好的爱他们两个。
But before his departure, he had such a regret that he no longer had a chance to love them both.
弟兄姊妹，要感谢主，今天我们的家人留在旁边。
So we should thank God that our families are still with us today.
或是我们的家人还活着，虽然在远方。
Or they're still alive, even though they're far away.
不要去懊悔过去，不要再盼望将来，抓住每一天，好好的活出我们的最好来。
Let's not just regret for the past and hope for the future, but seize the present opportunity and maximize our life.
成为我们周围家人的祝福。
That we will become blessings for our family.
我在说，一个真正经得起最好的见证，永远是从中心到圆周。
So the best testimony that can withstand any tests and trials will always come from the center to the peripheral.
那我们最直接的家人，先从我们身上得到祝福。
That the family who are closest to us be blessed by us first.
第三件事情，大家每一个人照着圣经的教导，我们活出自己该扮演的角色，然后我们建立合神心意的家庭。
Thirdly, let's play our role well according to God's will and build a family.
这是我们刚才读的以弗所书跟哥罗西书。
Following on the scriptures we just read in Book of Ephesians and Colossians.
我们唱一节诗歌，我们就有些祷告。
Let's read a.Let's sing a song.
我们唱634首，我们只唱第一节。
Psalm 634.
Make me a blessing, 让我成为祝福，使我成为祝福。请大家特别注意到副歌在结束的时候，他讲什么？我上次跟大家特别 highlight 提醒过。最后一句话，我们中文念一遍，英文念一遍。愿有人今日从我得祝福。英文 ，Make me a blessing to someone today。好，弟兄姊妹，希望这是我们每一天的祷告。
从
今天就开始。
Every day.
好，我们唱第一次。
Blessing.
主啊，这不仅仅是我们的祷告。
Not only that, this is our prayer.
主啊，但愿成为我们每一个人天天生活的挑战。
It will be a challenge for everyone daily.
成为每一个神儿女们天天生活里面的见证。
And that will also be a testimony for all God's children.
Oh, make me a blessing to someone today.
愿我今日有人从我的祝福。
主啊，就在今天，就让我们成为别人的祝福。
Starting from today, make me a blessing to someone.
让我们成为我们家人的祝福。
May me a blessing to my family.
特别在这里，为着所有弟兄姊妹还没有信主的家人，我们迫切的向你呼求。
We earnestly pray for all our family members who are not saved yet.
主啊，纪念你的应许，你也纪念我们在你面前的祷告。
Remember your promise and also our prayers.
把这个负担放在我们的里面，让我们为家人祷告。
Place this burden in our hearts so that we will pray for our families.
让没有信主的能够信主。
So that those who are not saved will be saved.
让所有信主的能够爱主。
And those who are saved will love the Lord.
我们为的大人，为的孩子，我们都向你祷告。
We pray for parents and we pray for children.
哦，让全家个个都是身心灵健壮，蒙你悦纳的人。
That everyone in the family will be healthy and strong in spirit.
全家都一起起来蒙福，而且一起起来侍奉你。
The whole family will be blessed and serve the Lord together.
主啊，但愿灯台的见证从每一个家就开始了。
We pray that the testimony of the lampstand will start from every family.
每一个家都有灯台放在，都有灯放在灯台上。
There will be lamp on lampstand in every family.
哦，当人进到这个家中的时候，看到的是光明，看到的是平安和喜乐。
So when they come to this family, they will see light, peace, and joy.
哦，因为有光在这里被兴起了。
Because light has been shone here.
要照亮一家的人,
it will light up everyone in the house.
要照亮所有进到这个家的人,
light up everyone who comes to the house.
祝福你的教会, 复兴你的教会,
bless your church, revive your church.
从我们个人, 从我们的家开始, 你来复兴我们,
revive the individuals and our families.
我们是在为着自己和最亲爱的家人向你祷告,
we pray for ourselves and our beloved family.
为着每一个家中不正常, 不讨你喜悦的情形祷告,
we pray for all the abnormal and dysfunctioning problems in the family.
是的，我们都需要耶稣。
Yes, we all need Jesus.
耶稣啊，来到我们的家中。
Jesus, come to our family.
在我们的家中做主掌权。
And reign in our family.
充满在每一个家中。
Fill in every family.
为我们除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
Undo all the work of the enemy.
为我们带下属天一切的祝福。
And bring down all the spiritual blessings.
让神所命定的家。 神所祝福的家在我们中间是到处可见。
So that we get to see families that are ordained and blessed by God everywhere.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers, Lord.
我们特别求你纪念在远方服事的这些年轻的孩子们和辅导们。
We especially ask you to remember those who are serving overseas.
当他们离开自己舒适的环境，进到宣教的工厂，你真是保守他们。
We pray that you will bless them as they step out of their comfort zone into mission fields.
不仅仅与他们同在，祝福他们。
Not only that you be with them and bless them.
更借着他们这样子宣教上与你同工的经验，你来得着何用的器皿。
And also through this mission experience, you will obtain vessels for your help.
塑造他们上主的性格。
Build them up and build them Christ-like characters. That they will become precious vessels in your hands. And bless and keep everyone here.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.